Marine officials say instructors at Parris Island, South Carolina, could have prevented the drowning death of a recruit in February. A five-month investigation found instructors ignored or missed signs of trouble. Several of them may face criminal charges. The family of 19-year-old Jason Tharp still has questions about what happened. Eric Nealer reports from Sutton, West Virginia.
In the hills above Sutton, Jason Tharp lived with his parents and three siblings in a modest split-level home. Like many rural teenagers, Jason enjoyed a few simple pleasures, according to his father, Johnny Tharp.
He loved to play video games with his little sister. He had a few close friends. He liked to spend time with them, and he liked hunting and fishing with me and his brother.
Jason waded into streams and lakes, but he didn't know how to swim. He was quiet. An aspiring artist. After graduating from Braxton County High School, Jason worked at Wendy's alongside his dad. But his mother, Linda, said Jason wanted more out of life.
He didn't want to work in a fast food restaurant all of his life. He wanted to go to college.
So when a pair of Marine recruiters stopped by Wendy's last fall, Jason was intrigued by their offer of scholarship money. He signed up and rode the bus to Parris Island in January. He wrote seven letters home. Sitting at their kitchen table, Linda Tharp reads the final one.
I still don't think I belong here, and I think I should go home and try to get a grant. Do you agree? So if you can get me out, I will be forever grateful. Right now, I don't care about the money. My health is in jeopardy because we don't have enough time to eat. And I am getting sicker and sicker. So if you can find it in yourself to help me out of here, I will be grateful. Thanks. Love, Jason.
After receiving this letter, Linda and Johnny called Jason's Marine recruiter and tried to bring Jason home. But the recruiter said he couldn't reach him. That was on a Monday, the same day that a South Carolina television crew happened to be filming a story at the Parris Island pool. Tharp was having trouble. He refused to put his head underwater. A senior drill instructor lectured Jason on the pool deck. And in this clip, a second instructor explains what's going on.
He's probably trying to connect with him as just person to person. No drill instructor to recruit, just person to person. And try to get him to understand that he made a choice to come down here and that he should probably think about that choice and the decisions that he's made and get in the water and try to accomplish something instead of quitting and giving up on himself.
A few minutes later, the tape shows the senior drill instructor hitting Tharp with his forearm as Tharp tried to walk away. The next day, on February 9th, according to the Marine investigation, Tharp again failed to pass his survival float test. One instructor threatened to throw Jason in the water if he didn't get in. A female swim instructor pushed Tharp underwater three times. About 10 minutes later, Tharp drowned while treading water. Parris Island spokesman Major Kenneth White says the investigation found Tharp's death was a preventable accident.
We profoundly regret the tragic death of recruit Tharp and these violations. But that being said, we maintain the utmost confidence in our training program and our methodology. And we can just assure the nation that we're really committed to safe and relevant training.
It's only been days since the report was released, but now Marine officials are requiring all water instructors to study this case. That's important because many recruits from places like West Virginia have never learned how to swim. And with few job opportunities, Sutton is fertile ground for military recruiters. Here at a summer carnival, 17-year-old Tim Bostic remembers his friend. He says Tharp may not have known what he was in for when he joined the Marines.
People just telling them the good stuff that could happen. Nobody's actually telling them what the truth and what's going to happen to them when they get in there.
Bostic says many of his buddies are following the same route as Jason.
Yeah, I have two or three other friends still going. After this has happened, they still want to go. One of them was a friend of Jason's, and he's still going. He's leaving in July 10th.
Since Tharp's death, Marine officials have added video cameras and a second safety officer at the pool. One instructor could face a court-martial. Three others may also face further punishment. Last month, a Marine at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, drowned during advanced recon training. The investigation into that death has just begun. For NPR News, I'm Eric Nealer.